It's Morning Edition on Boise State Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm George Prentice. How might you deal with annoying people? Well, we're going to talk a bit about that this morning with Cynthia Matheny, business coach and consultant and certified master behavior analyst. We were intrigued to see that in the Boise School District's new listing of community education is an upcoming course, How to Deal with Annoying People. Cynthia Matheny, you have my full attention. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be here, George.
Annoying people, is that in the ear of the beholder?
It can be. In fact, it's interesting that you asked that question. And when I tell you a little bit more about what the class is about, perception and perspective is the first topic that we cover. So yes, everybody's definition and meaning that they assign things tends to be different. And we all have those people in our life that just annoy us or bother us. And so I thought I'd use a catchy word to transfer some of my wisdom and knowledge that I've gained to other people to help them deal with these annoying people.
So to be sure, these are hypersensitive times. So help me out a bit on this. Should we avoid annoying people? Do we reassess who they are? Do we reassess who we are?
So that's a great question. And the answer is yes to all of those. So my goal in sharing this with other people is to make us more self-aware of who we are and how we're naturally wired, as well as encouraging people to be open to realizing that other people might think, act, and respond differently than they do. And those who think, act, and respond differently than we do are likely going to be the people that annoy us most.
I have to assume this includes people who we care about.
It especially includes people that we care about. Truly, it's any person that we have a relationship with. You know, we often think of people that we are in relationship with, that those are all positive relationships or close relationships, but we can be in relationship with someone from a distance, and it doesn't necessarily have to be close and personal, yet at the same time, there still is a degree of relationship anytime you have two humans interacting.
I want to make sure I hear you right. Can I assume then that it's less about the topic or the issue and more about maybe the heat of the moment?
For what I share with people and what I am passionate about is helping people understand themselves better, and then understanding why other people act the way they do. Because if we can be open enough and honest enough with ourselves to really take a genuine look at that and then accept that, acknowledge it, and even embrace it, then that will give us a more firm foundation from which we can interact with people without becoming as annoyed.
So how do we figure out why some people just drive us crazy?
So the very first step in that, it's super simple. It's to ask yourself, how do I annoy other people? Because chances are that you are annoying to people who are different than you. And some of us are more self-aware and some of us are more cognizant of how we act and are very intentional about using our strengths and looking at our weaknesses for how we can maybe put a system in place to save us from ourselves. And a lot of people aren't self-aware. So it really begins with ourselves. One of the things that I address in my course is really taking a look at what you have control over. And I am a firm believer in that there are only three things that we have control over. And those three things are your attitude, the decisions you make, and the actions you take. And outside of that, we truly don't have control over anything else. We have one of two things. We have perceived control, which is truly not control, but we may have influence. And that's truly what most of us have, and we don't realize it. We misinterpret influence for control, but we have influence over other situations, but we don't have control over much. So it's really identifying, what do I have control over and what can I be responsible for? And making sure that I'm not owning anyone else's thoughts, actions, or opinions.
Well, as I said, you have my full attention. The course is coming up September 22nd, and more information is at boiselearns.org, boiselearns, all one word, .org. And she is Cynthia Matheny. Cynthia, best of luck to you. I am fascinated by what you do.
Thank you so much. You know, it's fascinating and I've learned so much and it's been life-changing for me. And so my goal is to share some of what I've learned and that passion with other people so they can have as much positive impact in their world as I've had in mine.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.